This morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 7, entitled, it's upside down. It's the other way around. He's not a musician. What Prahlad learned in the womb, text 29. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tatropaya. Sahasranam Ayam Bhagavatodita Yad Ishware Bhagavati Yata Yair Anjasa Rati Tatropaya Sahasranam Ayam Bhagavatodita Yadishware Bhagavati Yatta Yar Anjasarati. Analysis recommended for disentanglement from material life, the one personally explained and accepted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, should be considered all perfect. That process is the performance of duties by which love for the Supreme Lord develops. Purport. Amongst the linking processes that elevate one from bondage to material contamination, from material bondage to material contamination, the one recommended by the Supreme Personality of Godhead should be accepted as the best. That process is clearly explained in Bhagavad Gita, where the Lord says, Sarva dharmam paricha ja, mamekam saranam braja, abandon all varieties of religion, and just surrender unto me. The process is the best because the Lord assures, Aham tam sarva papyebhyo moksasi masashaha. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. There is need to be worried, for the Lord himself assures that he will care for his devotees and save them from the reactions of sinful activity. Material bondage is a result of sinful activity. Therefore, since the Lord assures that he will dissipate the results of fruitive material activities, there is no need to be worried. This process of understanding one's position as a spirit soul and then engaging in devotional service is therefore the best. The entire Vedic program is based on this principle, and one can understand it as recommended in the Vedas. Shadevi para bhaktir yata devi tata guru. Taishyate kahita yartha pakashante mahatmanaha. Unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master, all the imports of Vedic knowledge are automatically revealed. The secret of success, for one who adopts this method, the perfect process is revealed. These verses, yar agyasa rati, indicate that by offering service and surrendering to the spiritual master, one is elevated to devotional service, and by performing devotional service, one gradually becomes attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because of this attachment to the Lord, one can understand the Lord. In other words, one can understand what the Lord's position is, what our position is, and what our relationship is. All be understood very easily by the simple method of bhakti yoga. As soon as one is situated on the platform of bhakti yoga, the root cause of one's suffering and material bondage is destroyed. Translation again of the different processes recommended for disentanglement from material life. The one personally explained and accepted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead should be considered all perfect. That process is the performance of duties in which love for the Supreme Lord develops. Magyan timanandasya ginangina shalakaya Chuksuri militam genitas mayasi guruve namaha Sri Chaitanya manobishtam shtapitam jena bhutale Shwayam rupa kadamayam dadantishva padantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Go Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Vanshakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhayevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevi Namah. So, in this verse, Prahlad Maharaj continues to instruct his classmates in the science of Krishna consciousness. One moment he's their friend, next moment he's their teacher. And no one should think that because Prahlad Maharaj is only a 5-year-old boy, he's incapable of acting as a bona fide spiritual master. We have to remember Prahlad Maharaj's special position as a Nitya Siddha, or an eternally liberated soul. Just as when the Lord comes to the material world, he's not influenced by material nature. So in the same way, when his pure devotee comes from the spiritual sky into material existence, in the same way, he's not influenced by material nature. When we read the Krishna book, Prabhupada's summary of the 10th canto, we see how Lord Krishna fully manifested his opulences even when he was a child in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. Even Krishna was a baby, he was still God. And he could perform miraculous activities. So a pure devotee like Prahlad Maharaj, he can be fully Krishna conscious even when he's a child as well. Well, at least beginning from that point when the intelligence awakens. When does our intelligence awaken? Our intelligence awakens around 5 years of age. That's why in the Vedic system, one begins school, one goes to the ashram of the guru at 5. From 1 to 5, the gross body is growing, and from 5 years onwards, the subtle body, the mind, the intelligence, and the false ego are beginning to manifest. But actually, a devotee can be fully Krishna conscious even in the womb of his mother. He doesn't have to wait till the intelligence manifests. One can be a pure devotee even inside the womb of his mother. We have information from Srimad Bhagavatam that the living entity, while in the womb of his mother at the age of 7 months old, prays to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What does the living entity at 7 months old pray to God? Bhagavatam says that he realizes, look at this unfortunate condition I again find myself in. Here I am again in the womb of another mother. I've been here, I've done that. It's no fun. I'm not looking forward to taking birth again. But I promise you, Lord, this time when I take birth, I will not forget your lotus feet. This is how everyone prays in the womb. According to the Bhagavatam, this is how everyone prays. But as soon as we take birth, we again become overwhelmed by the influence of material energy and we forget all those lessons. But a pure devotee, his situation is different. Prabhupada told us one time, there was never a time when I forgot the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. And the perfect example of how a pure devotee can be fully Krishna conscious even in the womb is there in the life of Maharaj Parikshit. You know the story, Maharaj Parikshit was in the womb of Uttara. And Aswatthama threw a Brahmastra weapon, an atomic weapon, to kill the child in the womb. And at that time, the Lord descended from the heart of Uttara into her womb and fought off that Brahmastra weapon and saved the child. Now the young child witnessed this fight between Krishna and the Brahmastra weapon. This was his first darshan of the Lord. Most of us had to wait till we were 18 or 19 or 20 to have our first darshan with Krishna. Out of curiosity, we came to the temple and we had darshan with the deity on the altar. But Maharaj Parikshit's first darshan was in the womb. And he was so fascinated by this beautiful form of Krishna that he saw that when he took birth, he was always looking, where is that amazing personality? Where is that amazing personality? Where is he? Parikshit means the examiner. He was always examining. Are you Krishna? No. Are you Krishna? Are you no? Are you the person I saw in the womb? No. He was always like. So he got the name, the examiner. So if it's possible for a living entity to be fully Krishna conscious within the womb, certainly Prahlad Maharaj can be considered pure devotee, even though he's only 5 years of age. Actually, the Shastras describe that Prahlad Maharaj was such an advanced devotee that just by touching him, you could become perfect. There's the Shastra called Narada Purana. And part of that Narada Purana is called the Hari Bhakti Sudodaya. And therein, the Hari Bhakti Sudodaya, the goddess of earth, her name is Dharini, Dharini Devi, she's speaking about Prahlad. She says, ah, this human society is now especially fortunate. Since you, the best of all Vaishnavas, are present. She says, everyone who touches you, anyone who sees you, or sees your ecstatic symptoms of love of God, will soon become entitled to take up residence in Hariloka. This was the effect of seeing Prahlad Maharaj. This was the effect of touching the body of Prahlad Maharaj, or any pure devotee for that matter. Or if you're fortunate to see the ecstatic symptoms of love of Godhead that manifests in the body of a pure devotee. Very soon you become entitled to reside in Hari Loka, which means the spiritual sky. So don't think, oh, Prahlad, he's just a baby. No. He's a wise old sage in the form of a young child. We say in English, don't judge a horse by its color. So we cannot necessarily understand a pure devotee just by his external appearance. We have to understand his internal mood, which is understood when they speak. So Prahlad Maharaj's realizations are so worthwhile, they're recorded for eternity in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. So today Prahlad Maharaj is speaking specifically about becoming disentangled from material life. Of course, this is, we could say, ABCs of spiritual life. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U. This is basic. But even the greatest building is built on a sturdy foundation. Just like one of the most beautiful buildings architecturally is the Taj Mahal. Everyone goes and takes photos of the Taj Mahal. What most people don't realize is this is a very sturdy, big foundation under the ground to hold up the Taj Mahal. So similarly, our advanced realizations in Krishna consciousness, our advanced feelings and emotions in Krishna consciousness are based on a very sturdy foundation of sadhana. Sadhana, following the rules and regulations of Krishna consciousness. And by doing that, one naturally becomes detached from material life. And thus qualified to serve the Lord very intimately in more advanced stages of Krishna consciousness like bhava and prema. So who is Prahlad teaching right now? Who is he speaking to? He's not speaking to great sages. When Sutta Goswami spoke Bhagavatam, when Shukadeva Goswami spoke Bhagavatam, who were they speaking? They were speaking to an audience of very advanced personalities, so they went deep. But who's Prahlad speaking to? He's speaking to little demons. Of course, they look cute because anything, you know, young looks cute. Even a little tiger looks cute when it's young. But they have the blood of demoniac dynasties running through their veins. So he's preaching to very materially attached people. So he's trying to convince them how material life is, the futility of material life, to begin with. We often say that the spiritual master has two responsibilities. Number one, to convince his disciples of the futility of material life, and number two, the superiority of devotional service. So today he's speaking about how everyone's entangled in this material existence. It's ironic that we have to become convinced of something that's so obvious. Prabhupada always describes material life as problematic. It's so obvious how people are entangled and how people are suffering. But it's ironic, you have to spend hours teaching about something that's so obvious. It's one thing if you try to convince a person about something that's difficult to understand. Like the soul. You can't see it. You can't touch it. You can't taste it. You can't hear the soul. You put your ear to your heart. Can you hear the soul? And you just hear the heart. Boom, 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 boom. But you can't hear the soul. It's so subtle, the soul. So okay, so you know we have to spend hours like analyzing and saying, funny, you speak and oh now I understand, yes, the soul. Krishna says in Gita, some look upon the soul is amazing. Some describe the soul as amazing. Some, when they hear about him, think he's amazing. Well, others, even after hearing about the soul, can't understand him at all. So it's hard to understand something which is not obvious. But it's another thing you have to convince somebody about something that's like so obvious, it's right before their nose. Like Prabhu, there's a sun. Duh, there's a sun. Like, okay, he's a preacher. You have to preach to him about something obvious, like, what's going on? And after all your preaching that there's a sun, then he says, I don't believe it. So what's the most obvious thing in this world? Dukalayama shashvatam. This material existence is temporary and full of suffering. It's so obvious, but they can't catch it. And they want to keep on enjoying. So this is the most amazing thing. Therefore, Yudhishthira, he answered Yamaraj's question. Yamaraj said, what's the most amazing thing? And what did Yudhishthira say? Ahanyahani bhutani gachyantiha yamalayam sheshashtavaram ichanti kimashtaryam ataparam. Every day, hundreds of millions of living entities are going to the kingdom of death. Still, those who are remaining aspire for a permanent situation. Yudhishthira said, what could be more wonderful than this? It's just amazing that it's so obvious that if you try to enjoy material life, you're going to suffer more. But people don't catch it.
Очевидно, что если вы пытаетесь больше наслаждаться, то будете больше страдать. Люди не понимают.
So therefore, it's not surprising that there's so many verses here in the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam tied to convince those of demoniac and material mentality you can't be happy here. Actually, Prahlad is speaking to us. Because we foolishly hold on to these material desires, despite the fact that we've experienced the superiority of Krishna consciousness. We're even worse than the demons in that sense. It's one thing if you don't know it's wrong to do something. It's another thing if you know it's wrong and you still do it. That's even worse. The karmis don't know that material life ultimately means suffering. We know that material life means suffering. Still, we hold on to some material attachments. This is our foolishness. Again, if you know something, if you don't know something's wrong and you do it, well, okay. But if you know it's wrong and you still do it, that's very bad. As we say in Hindi, very bad. Therefore, the 10 offenses to the holy name. One of the offenses mentioned is to maintain material attachments even after understanding how futile it is. So therefore, Yamaraj, or Yudhishthira said, this is the most amazing thing, that everyone's dying in this world, but people are still thinking, I can be happy. This is the most amazing thing. And Yamaraj was very pleased with his answer. Yes, you have understood, he said. And until you're convinced about the futility of material life, you can't give your whole heart to Radha and Krishna. We all want to be Radha and Krishna's pure servants like the gopis, but first you have to let go of all those material desires. So it's amazing when we don't do it and we look around and we see how this world is. It's very amazing. Yudhishthira had to get the right answer. Because all of his brothers had drunk water from one lake and they died. And Yamaraj said that if you can answer these 13 questions correctly, I'll give life back to your brothers. If you miss one question, they all remain dead forever. Can you imagine? Your brothers and your sisters are there, they've died, and the Lord of Death can say, all right, if you can answer all these questions, I'll bring your brothers and sisters back to life. If you miss one question, so Yamaraj asked him 13 tricky questions, and Yudhishthira got them all right. But you don't hear so much about the other 12 questions because this question is so significant. Do you know the other 12 questions? And the answers? It's in Mahabharat. You don't know. Who knows? Who doesn't know? Well, we're honest. First question was, who's the best companion? So Yudhisthira said, the steady intelligence is the best friend. Because if one is intelligent, he can avoid all danger. Then Yamaraj asked him, how can one acquire something very great? So Yudhisthira was thinking, how can one acquire something very great? He said, by austerity. Right? You don't achieve anything great in this world without being austere. What's the greatest thing you can achieve in life? Krishna consciousness. So, it stands to reason you also have to practice some austerity. Then Yamaraj said, so, what is amrita? What is nectar? So what did Yudhisthira reply? He said, milk. Milk is like nectar. Right? When you're tired, you know, you take milk, it's like a whole food. You can regenerate your whole health by drinking nice milk straight from the cow. And there's a lot of side benefits from milk too. It's called ice cream. You scream, we all scream for ice cream. Then he said, Yudhisthira, what friend is bestowed upon a man by the demigods themselves? Brahmacharis, cover your ears. Yudhisthira replied, a wife. That's the friend who's bestowed upon a man by demigods. Then he said, Yudhisthira, what is the most valuable of all possessions? Yudhisthira said, knowledge is one's most valuable asset. Then Yamaraj said, what is the best kind of happiness? Yudhisthira said, satisfaction. Then he said, when is the sacrifice considered to be dead? When is the sacrifice considered to be dead? And Yudhisthira replied, when there's no gifts given in charity to brahmanas. Then he said, where does one obtain the best of all food? So Yudhisthira was about to say, from the ground, from Bhumi, from Mother Earth. Then he said, no, wait. Where does one get the best of food? From the cow. Then Yamaraj said, what is the king of all knowledge? And Yudhisthira said, Krishna consciousness. Then Yamaraj got really tricky. He said, what's the best kind of bath? The best kind of bath. So Yudhisthira said, the best bath is when one washes the mind of all impurities. And then Yamaraj said, who is condemned to hell forever? And Yudhisthira said, when one calls a brahmana to give him a gift, and then tells him to go away, he goes to hell forever, that person. And then he asked, who's really happy in this world? Well, he probably would have said ISKCON, the members of ISKCON, but ISKCON didn't exist then. It came later on in 1966. So. He said, who's really happy? The first thing he said, the person who's really happy is the person who cooks his own food. And then he said, also the person who has no debts. And he said, also the person who doesn't have to leave home for his livelihood, doesn't have to drive and wait in the traffic for 2 hours to get to London. The person who works at home, he's the happiest. And then that big question, he said, so, Yamaraj, you've got all these things right here. What is the most amazing thing in this world? Oh, you know, what are the seven wonders of the world? He didn't even think about the seven wonders of the world. He said the most amazing thing is that everyone's dying in this world, and those who remain still think they can be happy here. This is the most amazing thing. So therefore I say the spiritual master has two duties, not only to reveal the glory of Goloka Vrindavan, but to help the disciple understand the futility of life in this world. This he has to convince his... Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is beginning his talk with his friends, with the students, by explaining how we become entangled in material existence. And we will continue hearing his explanation and his teachings tomorrow, Bhagavatam class. We also need to be convinced, not the little demon boys, but also us, because still there's something in the heart that keeps us from crying when we chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Грантара Шримад Бхагаватам Аки Шри Прахлад Махарадж Аки Шри Шри Гандарвики Гиридхари Ки. First day of the festivals Ки. Бхопиминанне Спасибо большое.